The three of them sat on the grass at the foot of a yew hedge, and Gideon told them the tarman's story. He had lived in a small village, the eldest of a large family, and life wasn't easy. In those days he had a name, Nathaniel. His father died when he was still young, and thereafter the only money the family had came from his mother's skill as a needlewoman. Nathaniel was mostly left to shift for himself, and he was almost always hungry. He soon took to stealing food, and by the time he'd reached his teens, he'd become a petty thief. He wasn't greedy, and was far too cunning and secretive to ever get caught. A few pennies here, an old jacket to keep out the cold, a chicken for dinner. But people were suspicious of Nathaniel, and his dark, sullen looks were against him. One January night, a stranger was attacked and robbed outside the village and left for dead. When he recovered, he accused Nathaniel of the crime. Nathaniel swore that he had never seen the man before in his entire life. However, despite the lack of evidence, Nathaniel was tried and found guilty and sentenced to be hanged. Anxious to protect his siblings from the shame and horror of such a thing, his mother stayed away from the execution. And so, at the tender age of 14, he was to face those last terrible moments of his life alone. It was a bitterly cold day in January when Nathaniel was hanged, and the hangman, who had a streaming cold, did not wait the usual 30 minutes before cutting him down. Nathaniel's body was bound and covered in tar-soaked calico, as was the custom, and was taken in a wagon to the village green where, in the early evening, he was suspended from a post to serve as a warning to other wrongdoers. On the other side of the green, villagers were dancing and making merry in a hall lit by candles. Outside, a fierce cold wind blew, and unforgiving rain spattered against the window panes. A tired farmer, returning from market on horseback, heard groans as he rode past Nathaniel. The farmer peered into the darkness, and when he caught sight of this ghoulish, slimy creature swaying in a strong gust of wind, he let out a yelp of fright. The farmer was sorely tempted to ride on, but decided that the least he could do was to cut the poor wretch down. So, with a heaving stomach, the farmer positioned his horse under Nathaniel and cut the cords that bound him. Nathaniel slithered to the ground, where the farmer loosened the ropes that cut into his hands and feet. Then the farmer lost his nerve and rode home at a gallop. Barely conscious and half blinded by the tar, Nathaniel managed to get to his feet. Drawn by the candlelight and the sound of feet drumming in time to a fiddler's tune, Nathaniel made his way across the green and staggered into the hall. The music stopped abruptly, as did the cheerful babble of the crowd. It was replaced by gasps and screams, and finally by silence. Through streaming eyes, Nathaniel saw a circle of horrified villagers, most of whom he had known all his life, each one backing away from him, expressions of horror and revulsion on their faces. Nathaniel's neck, whilst miraculously unbroken, was severely injured, and his head drooped grotesquely to one side. To speak was agony, but still he tried. He opened his mouth to beg for help and reached out to his neighbours with tar-covered arms. Not a single soul was willing to come to his aid, and soon the whole gathering had retreated as fast as their legs could carry them into the wintry night, away from this monster in their midst. Nathaniel was left alone, howling in anguish at a world without pity.